The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Largest airline in the world? Not so fast.
This is sort of like the marriage in which the minister says, speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, the Justice Department just spoke.
More after this from Charlie. It was back in February that American Airlines, which is coming out of bankruptcy, announced plans to merge with U.S. Airways and create the largest airline in the world. But yesterday, the Justice Department filed suit to stop the merger, and CBS transportation correspondent Cheryl Atkinson says the reason is the possibility of huge fare increases, like a one-stop round-trip flight from New York to Houston.
The American Airlines fare comes up as $1,467. On its merger partner, U.S. Airways, it costs just $575. If the two airlines become one, the lower fare would disappear.
Reaction from passengers at Reagan National, where 69% of the flights would be run by the same company if the merger goes through.
Anything that will help the consumers to save money.
The government should stay out of most of these type of things.
So, what's likely to happen? Here's CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
An opportunity now for both American and U.S. Air to go back to the Justice Department and the Department of Transportation and say, okay, what do we have to give up to make this work? What kind of horse trading goes on in terms of routes, slots, gates, even cities?
But Seattle-based travel analyst Steve Danishek says the horse trading probably won't involve the things that really annoy passengers, like the charges for baggage, the charges for 6 inches of legroom, and it's not likely to affect airfares, which he says are going up not because of mergers, but also because of all the federal taxes and fees. He says what most passengers probably don't know is that on international flights especially, taxes and fees can be more than the actual airfare. At least you can still use those overhead nozzles for free, I think. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.